Hello, Ms. Dory Potter. How are you doing today?
Hello. I am doing great. I want to come and tell you about one of the most fun events that Bartlesville Ladies Connection does all year long. And
what
we
is
do
it?
A lot of fun things.
What is it?
We have our holiday extravaganza this Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, and it is a good time. We go out to Hillcrest Country Club for it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a real fun shindig lunch type of with all the girls. It's a girls event.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we have a silent auction and we have a cake competition. So let me first talk about the cake competition, because
yes,
we're going to have about 12 gals who make cakes, and they're competing to win some prizes. And you cannot believe how neat these cakes are. I mean, they are fabulous. They have spent hours and hours and hours. Our own Tina Romine is one that makes a cake, and wait till you see it. And I know what she's doing, and I've seen little pictures of her concept for it, and it's going to be fabulous. But anyway, these cakes are over the top special because it's a cake competition. And but all of the cakes, as well as everything that people bring that day, are part of a silent auction. Okay, so the silent auction goes to benefit Stonecroft Ministries and Bartlesville Ladies Connection, which is the parent organization for this extravaganza that we have on Thursday. I get so excited, I just want to tell you about all the details to start out with. But the thing is, make your reservations, because it is a good time. We do need reservations by Tuesday noon tomorrow. It costs $16 to come to the luncheon. If you would like to bring something for the silent auction, you can. If you would like to just purchase something at the silent auction, you can. If you just want to come and be a part of us and enjoy it, you can too. But we have this silent auction with fabulous baked goods and Christmas decorations and all kinds of things, as well as those fancy cakes I was telling you about.
Yes.
Now, the neat thing about the cake competition too is it's part of the silent auction, so you can might be able to go home with one of these fancy cakes. And I'll tell you what I usually do. I usually put it in my freezer and then get it out a week or two later for Thanksgiving, and people think, oh, you've gone to so much work. Yes, I bought it at the silent auction. But anyway, but the top three winners not only get a prize, but they will become part of a live auction, and we'll have a live auction to help raise more money also for Stonecroft Ministries and Bartlesville Ladies Connection. And somebody might say, well, what is Bartlesville Ladies Connection? We are an organization in town of ladies from all different walks of life, all different ages. We've got young, we've got old, we've got working gals, we've got stay-at-home moms, we've got just the full
everybody,
gamut of demographics, everybody and stuff too. But what we do is we meet once a month and we have some kind of an event. It's usually on the second Thursday of the month. It might be a luncheon, it might be a dinner, it might be a dessert, it might be a tea. We do something like this. We always get together, have some kind of fun program, and then we have an inspirational speaker.
Yes.
So we do have an inspirational speaker on Thursday, too.
I'll say you do.
We do. Her name is Sarah LeBlanc, and she's coming to us from Louisiana, and she's a young mom of two little sweet girls, and she's going to talk about her crazy, beautiful, imperfect life. So she's really fun, and I think people will really enjoy getting to hear from Sarah and stuff, too. So, but the thing is, we do need people to make their reservations for it, because we need to turn in a number to Hillcrest so that they have plenty of food prepared for everybody. I was tell you, it will be a good lunch. We're going to have kind of a turkey and dressing and that type of thing or whatever, some pumpkin cake to end with and all too. So it's just going to be a really fun lunch and encourage people to come. Reservations, make them by tomorrow noon. You can give us a call here at the radio station. We'll take your reservation. That's probably the easiest way to do it. I could give you websites and things too, but that's just that you give us a call here, 918-336-1001, and we'll take your reservation. But invite a friend. It's really a neat time to come out. It's a really good girls' event to come and have a good time together. Shop some good goodies as well as Christmas decorations. Take them home and enjoy them for the whole season. And also, you're supporting a great cause. Bartlesville Ladies Connection, like I said, we have this one event. But we also have Bible studies throughout the community. And we also go into the jail and do jail ministry. And we're hoping to get to go again this Thursday. Once a month, we do what we call a life lesson. And we're hoping to get to go in for our life lesson. Because of COVID, sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. We just have to see how the quarantine is at the time. But we're hoping to get in to be able to do that. And then we also have had Bible studies where we go in every Wednesday and do a Bible study with the gals in the jail here in town. Because of the COVID restrictions and stuff, we've had to write our devotions and we hand deliver them. And so we're hoping that we'll be able to be in person again for those as well. But that's a little bit about what Bartlesville Lays Connection is. There's ladies from all different churches in town too, ladies who don't go to church. But we're just really a community ladies group. We're a connection where you get together and encourage each other in a lot of different ways. So,
and you know, these visits to the jail, people who've never been a part of a ministry like this before have no idea how much this means to those who are looking for a different life.
Well, that's what we really do want to give them hope and give them resources to be able to. We have some sheets of the different places in town, the different if you can go to for housing, you can go to for food, you can go to for clothing, ways you Workforce Oklahoma to try and get a job. And those, when we go in with life lessons, that's the type of thing that we teach them, different things that they can do to change their life practically as well as spiritually. And so we try and really the whole body, the whole self, the whole mind, you know, to go in and encourage them in different ways that they can do. When they get out, we encourage them to stay in touch with us, and we'll help them, mentor them along the way, too. Sometimes it does just take somebody alongside you to encourage you and walk with you through your new path. If you go back to the same situation that you were in before, chances are you're going to end up in the same situation you were before, sad enough. So you really do need to start fresh and do some things differently and start a new way of life. And so that's what we try and encourage the gals in that way to try some new things in their lives. And so that's what we're there for.
And in order to get all these things taken care of, it does take a little bit of funding. And that's why we have fun with our fundraiser.
Exactly. This is our one time a year fundraiser that we do. Usually every month it's just a get together and have a good time together and be inspired with our speaker. But this one is a fundraiser. But we make it fun while we're doing it, like you say, too. So it is a good time. And I want people to mark this Thursday on your calendar. But also then we'll go ahead and look toward December.
Sure, yeah.
Because we've got our December event planned for December 9th at Tri-County Tech. And it's a Christmas luncheon that's going to be there. We've got a gal that's going to tell us creative ways to make Christmas cookies. Anybody who's seen Andrea Zabeta's cookies, she does A to Z Creations. It's her little bakery that she does, but her cookies are over the top, neat, fabulous. So she's going to give us some secrets and how she does that. We're also going to get to taste test some of them too, so that's just another benefit.
There you go.
But our inspirational speaker is coming to us from Norman. She lives in Norman now, but she's coming to us via Germany. She grew up in Germany, so she's a really interesting, and she's going to talk about different traditions of Christmas, as well as giving us an inspiring story, too. So her name's Uta Stalford, and Uta has quite a fun accent, too, so it's fun to hear her. But so make your plans to join us for the Christmas luncheon that we're going to have. We also have looked ahead toward the new year. In January, we're going to be out at Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and we're going to learn how to make noodles. And, yeah, that's something that I have never tried. I don't know if I'll ever try, but I'm going to watch and see if it's easy enough. You know, I'm one of those five ingredients or less type people, but I'm going to look and see, but we're going to kick off our year doing that. And so that should be fun learning how to do that. Our, February 10th, Valentine's Luncheon is going to be at Hopestone Cancer Support Center. So we're going to be at Hopestone for our February event. And then in March, we're going to be, out at Mutual. Well, it used to be Mutual. It's now Heart Matters. We'll be at Heart Matters, and that's going to be an evening event, and we're going to learn how to do calligraphy, lessons and stuff, and also have our inspirational speaker who's coming to us from Oklahoma City. So a lot of neat things coming up. We just encourage ladies to join us where you can. We don't have dues or membership, just RSVP to one of our events and we come. We know people are busy. We do have a committee that puts this together. And if you ever want to join our committee, we have a good time too. We have fun planning all this, these activities, but join us if you can, anytime. And that's part of it. But the main thing I want to encourage people is this Thursday is our holiday extravaganza. So join us at Hillcrest for a good time and raise money for a good cause.
And get that RSVP in ASAP right here at the radio station. We'll take care of it.
We'll help you out. about. So,
thank you, Ms. Dorey.
Thank you for letting me talk about it. It's exciting.
Oh, golly, this is going to be great and tasty. And you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It's been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on the Facebook Live by Harvest Bank.
Maybe this is the